知行英语 Listen and share.
Call 911. 拨打911。The next night, as planned, Amanda went out to meet David at a local bar called Magrandi's. They had an excellent night together, and it was getting pretty late. One more drink? David asked.
Sure, why not?
Amanda replied, even though she was getting a little tipsy. David ordered Amanda another screwdriver and handed it to her. She drank it down,And David paid. They left. The next morning, Jennifer woke to hear whimpering in the bathroom. She really wasn't ready to wake up, as Amanda and her new boyfriend had come in late and woken her up. They'd been making a lot of noise in the bathroom, too. Jennifer moaned, got up, and walked into the bathroom. Amanda, what the hell?Amanda was asleep in a bathtub full of ice cubes. Jennifer was extremely confused. She looked around the bathroom and saw a note on the countertop. It read, Call 911 if you want to live. Jen, thinking it a joke, shook Amanda to try and wake her. She wouldn't wake up. Jennifer called 911. Paramedics arrived at their apartmentand took Amanda out of the tub, naked. They rolled her over, and as they suspected, Amanda's kidney has been stolen.第二天晚上，按照原定计划，Amanda 去了附近一个叫做麦克格朗蒂的酒吧去见那个叫大卫的人。他们当晚过得很开心，一直待到很晚的时候。想再喝一杯吗？大卫问他。好啊，为什么不呢？ Amanda 回答说，其实他现在已经有点醉了。大卫又点了杯螺丝钻鸡尾酒递给他。 Amanda 一饮而尽，大卫付了账单，随即两个人离开了。转天早晨， Jennifer 被卫生间里传来的呻吟声惊醒了。 Amanda 和新男朋友昨晚回来的时候把他吵醒了，随后他们又在卫生间里弄出了很大的声音，弄得他没有睡好，现在根本不想起床。 Jennifer 抱怨了一声，下床走进了卫生间。 Amanda， 你又怎么了？浴缸里面装满了冰块， Amanda 就睡在里面。此时 Jennifer 对眼前的一幕完全不知所云，她环视卫生间的四周，最后发现梳妆台上有张纸条，上面写着，如果你想活命的话，拨打911。 Jennifer 以为 Amanda 和她开玩笑，就晃着她的身子试图叫醒她，但是 Amanda 怎么也醒不过来。于是 Jennifer 拨打了911，医护人员来到了他们住的公寓，把赤裸着的 Amanda 抬出了浴缸。他们把 Amanda 的身子翻过来，与他们怀疑的一样，他的肾脏被取走了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。 The next night, as planned, Amanda went out to meet David at a local bar called Magrandi's.
第二天晚上，按照原定计划， Amanda 去了附近一个叫做麦克格朗蒂的酒吧去见那个叫大卫的人。
They had an excellent night together, and it was getting pretty late.
他们当晚过得很开心，一直待到很晚的时候。
One more drink? David asked.
想再喝一杯吗？大卫问他。
Sure, why not?
Amanda replied, even though she was getting a little tipsy.
好啊，为什么不呢？
Amanda 回答说，其实她现在已经有点醉了。 David ordered Amanda another screwdriver and handed it to her. She drank it down, and David paid. They left.
大卫又点了杯螺丝钻鸡尾酒递给他。Amanda 一饮而尽，大卫付了账单，随即两个人离开了。
The next morning, Jennifer woke to hear whimpering in the bathroom.
转天早晨 ,Jennifer 被卫生间里传来的呻吟声惊醒了。
She really wasn't ready to wake up, as Amanda and her new boyfriend had come in late and woken her up. They'd been making a lot of noise in the bathroom too.
Amanda 和新男朋友昨晚回来的时候把她吵醒了。随后他们又在卫生间里弄出了很大的声音，弄得她没有睡好，现在根本不想起床。
Jennifer moaned, got up, and walked into the bathroom.
Jennifer 抱怨了一声，下床走进了卫生间。
Amanda, what the hell?
Amanda, 你又怎么了？
Amanda was asleep in a bathtub full of ice cubes. Jennifer was extremely confused.
浴缸里面装满了冰块， Amanda 就睡在里面。此时 Jennifer 对眼前的一幕完全不知所云。
She looked around the bathroom and saw a note on the countertop. It read, Call 911 if you want to live.
她环视卫生间的四周，最后发现梳妆台上有张纸条，上面写着，如果你想活命的话，拨打911。
Jen, thinking it a joke, shook Amanda to try and wake her. She wouldn't wake up. Jennifer called 911.
Jennifer 以为 Amanda 和她开玩笑，就晃着她的身子试图叫醒她，但是 Amanda 怎么也醒不过来。于是 Jennifer 拨打了911。
Paramedics arrived at their apartment and took Amanda out of the tub, naked.
医护人员来到了他们住的公寓，把赤裸着的 Amanda 抬出了浴缸。
They rolled her over, and as they suspected, Amanda's kidney has been stolen.
他们把 Amanda 的身子翻过来，与他们怀疑的一样，她的肾脏被取走了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Screwdriver 螺丝刀，文中指的是一种名为螺丝刀的鸡尾酒。这里介绍几种常见鸡尾酒的英文说法。马天尼 Martini， 玛格丽特 Margarita Cocktail， 粉红佳人 Pink Lady， 罗伯罗伊 Rob Roy。
She really wasn't，
她真的不想。
Really
用在句子中的作用是加强语气，类似的还有 do 的使用，例如 I do believe you， 我确实相信你。另外我们也可以使用一些形容词或者副词来加强语气，例如
Absolutely right
就比单纯说 right 这样的语气来得更强烈。
What the hell
到底是怎么了，究竟是怎么了。这句话完整的形式应该是
What the hell are you doing。
Apartment 公寓，类似于学生宿舍或者那种一间一间出租的公寓大楼。要注意与 house 的区别，在西方国家 house 指的是一所独立的住宅，只是自己或者一家人住在里面。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。